Day 7. How to Be Happy by Matt Farr. At the airport bookstore, there are only about a dozen freestanding shelves of books. It's Darwinian selection at its most brutal. Only the most popular authors, the newest novels, and the most recognizable classics survive. You won't find the lesser-known works of Oscar Wilde, or Voltaire, or even Hemingway. There isn't space for them. Jane Austen makes only the briefest appearance, and Edgar Allan Poe shows his face only at Halloween. There are no collections of poetry beyond Dr. Seuss. There is, however, a whole rack of self-help books. Americans are obsessed with making ourselves better, smarter, thinner. You can buy books to improve your vocabulary. You can devour a stack of books that will teach you to work more efficiently, more ruthlessly, and claw your way to the top. And then you can read books on how to stop and smell the roses and enjoy your life more fully. There are even books that will teach you how to organize your closets. All of these things dance around the essential truth. We want to be happy. We want to be loved. We want to find meaning in our lives and feel that our contributions make a difference. This, then, is the Rusty Brain Guide, How to Be Happy. Eat more cookies. Abstaining from a single cookie isn't going to make you look svelte and toned. Go on, eat some cookies. I recommend the double chocolate ones with chocolate chips inside. Sing! In your car, in elevators, at the mall, especially at Crate and Barrel and Pottery Barn, in hospital corridors, before important client meetings, when people give you that patronizing look, wink at them. Make popsicles. Stay home on the weekend and disconnect your phone. Bring a plastic straw to a fancy restaurant. Make loud gurgling sounds when you get to the bottom as you attempt to drink every last molecule of Diet Coke. Order the stuff on the menu that you've never heard of, like Kang Chod Bla Mok Yadsai, stuffed squid soup with Napa cabbage or squash. Talk to strangers. Collect something weird that isn't expensive but is relatively hard to find. Wear odd hats in public places. Amass a jar of coins. Bury them in your backyard. Draw a treasure map and give it to a friend. Walk to the park near your house. Do some somersaults. When was the last time you did a somersault anyway? Eat pickles out of the jar. Build a website and write your own Rusty Brain column, Matt only. Spend a day by yourself. Leave your cell phone at home. Wander the streets muttering to yourself and occasionally disagreeing with what you've just muttered. Buy a puppy. Name it Charo. Get your teeth capped. Move to Hollywood. Become a star. Isn't that what you've been dreaming about anyway? Throw a surprise birthday party for a friend. Invite lots of people. Make sure that your friend's actual birthday is nowhere near the date of the party. Belch in public. Then sigh contentedly. Quit your worthless job and dedicate your life to the study of the Moroccan flute. Fly a kite. Stop wasting your life with a Moroccan flute and get a real job. Volunteer at your library or church or your local soup kitchen or Habitat for Humanity. Wear clothes so ratty that you are often mistaken for one of the needy. Use the word jonesing as often as possible, as in, man, I'm jonesing for some homemade popsicles. Studies have shown this will make you happy. Join a bowling league. Buy a large red bowling ball, name it Gorbachev. Drive to the nearest national forest. Hike a mile with a backpack full of cold fried chicken and biscuits. Find a clearing where you will not meet a single human and have a picnic. Stare at the clouds for a full afternoon and dream. Think about the things you love to do. Now, go do those things more often.